So now,
Radio.
Now over here we have America, right? So read that last part again.
For will he be found of them that tempt him not?
Right, so we're going to end up finding him if we don't tempt him. So over here, this is where we are. Everybody says this is where we were born, right?
Yeah.
So read that part again.
The world will repeat, for he will be found of them that mention not.
Right, so we were born into America, and we're over here. We've been tempted. As soon as we're born into America, all the ideas, all the influences, everything we think, know, and talk, right here in America. That's where we're born into. So when we're reading, we have to understand that this is how we're actually having to see the reality. And that's why, you know, we talk about religion all the time. We talk about, the different indoctrination. We talk about colonization. But yeah, that's here. So that's right here. Colonized, indoctrinated. So that means that we're what? The scripture says?
For he will be found.
So we're over here. Where's our house? I'm asking you. Where's our house? Right here. That's our house? Right. So we need to go for long. Over here, for long. We all know. Look at it for what it is. For love. We need to find the most. That's our house over there. Go ahead.
And show it yourself unto such eyes. Do not distrust it.
Right, so he's going to show himself. We're going to be able to find out how to go home if we don't trust him. So we're over here in America, and most of that is telling us that there's righteousness, that tempted away from what he's telling you to do, you know, the laws, statutes, and commandments, right? Then that's how we're going to be found. But right now, we're lost in America. This is our whole thought process. I mean, it is what it is. And so when we're reading this, we need to understand that was the starting point. That's where we're at. So when the Most High is calling us home, come home, because what? We're living in somebody else. We're lost because we're living in somebody else's house, meaning that they're raising us. You're black. You're Mexican. You're Indian. Come to my school. We go to their school. Go there all day. Right? 8 hours of the day. Teach us what they want us to understand. Do we go to our parents for 8 hours a day and our parents teach us what they want us to understand? Do we go to this school, right? Do we go to our parents to find out about our history, where we came from, or do we go to them, open up their book, and prove okay. Came from Africa, right? Mexican, that's part Spanish and part Indian. So these are the things that we have to really look at and to understand that what I is talking to us, given a statement, and in order for us to make a set statement, you can't just go, yeah, that's right. Back then, that's what anybody does, speaking of myself. That's right, because of this. Yeah, this happened, that happened. Number one thing that's important is that we always keep and look where and turn. We always If I do this, or don't do this, and it's legal, or illegal. But in actuality, who's larger? The American life. Right. The American life. The place that we're born into. And some of them may be good laws, some of them may be bad laws. But the whole point about it is that it definitely isn't like God said. Look at his commandments. This is what God said. So that's a realization that we have to look at. That's what causes the argument. That's what causes the conflict. Because we're not in our house. We're not going to the court. So we got to make it through this. So I was trying not to be complex, but I got to start. Go ahead. I'm not complex, but go too much.
Yeah, I've heard you.
Wisdom of Solomon. Chapter 1, verse 3. For forward, God.
Forward. Right, so forward, God.
Forward, God. Separate from the Most High.
Right, so see it right there. That's separation. That's why we have one house over here and another house over here. So even if we're trying to go towards the Most High, we're trying to be righteous. When we have those forward thoughts,
forward, difficult to deal with, contrary. That was also the first thing that popped up. I got a experience.
Okay, go ahead.
Habitually disclosed disobedience is not zero.
Right, so habitually, you have habits that take the element of so that's it. Habitually disclosed to what?
Disposed to disobedience and opposition.
Right, so basically, disposed to disobedience and opposition.
Yep.
But that's right. So, we're trying to get to all of that. Read what you read again.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 3. For forward God separated from the Most High.
Right, so forward God separated from the Most High. So over here, where we're lost, we're trying to get to the Most High. Hey, we're making that journey from one side to the other. And we feel like the point was right. We don't. But when you have forward God, which is left,
habitually
means something that you do what? Yeah, all the time. It's an habit. So we were born in America. We're always have this influence, whether it's teaching, whether it's people at school, people at the job, you know, the things you see around you, the music you listen to, that's constantly influencing you, constantly giving you this information, and it becomes a habit. This is why when we're talking about that, how much cleaning up while we're trying to go towards the Most High, then these other thoughts come into our head. Now, the forward thoughts mean what? The last part of it.
The forward thoughts mean opposition.
Right, to be in opposition. So if you're trying to go towards the Most High and you have forward thoughts, meaning that you're thinking, oh, okay, well, this is fine. This is enough. You know, whether it be, you know, going to class, whether it be studying, I'm okay. I'm not even bored. So that doesn't seem like a broken thought. But you don't understand. The same as you saying, okay, well, I washed up. I didn't get a shower. Or I washed my hands.
I wiped up.
Right, I wiped down. Yeah, you know, stuff like that. I washed my hands, but no, I didn't get the shower. So my point is that we have to look at life. We have to look at life. We really have a lot of work. We are here in America. In America, this is our country. Now, again, looking at reality, where in hell are you going to be righteous in heaven? How are you going to be clean and assessed on the sensible in the toilet? There you go. And it has something in it. 10 people, that's what it says. We're in that. We're walking. Yes. time. You know, you might, or, you know, you find tomorrow, you just slash your hand around it. I'm good. So, those kinds of thoughts separate from the
Thank you.
it out at the corners of your eyes. I mean, your private parts, everything. That's why, too, was brought into the anointing. They had to shave off all the hair that probably doesn't ever concentrate. Had to shave off because in your hair follows the leaky people. So to show you, thoroughly to cleanse you. So, where are we at?
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 4. For a Jew of malicious soul.
Somebody look at that word. So, a Jew of a malicious soul. Right? So, we're living souls. A Jew of a malicious soul, meaning that you have that type of balance. If you start dealing that way, you're going to find out that that is. Into a malicious soul. Yeah.
I got malicious in Merriam-Webster, having or showing a desire to cause harm to someone, give to mortify or arising from
malice.
Ill will.
So harboring ill will. Harboring means that you're keeping it in.
Do you have there's the Webster's dictionary and the Merriam-Webster? But the Webster's dictionary is different. The Merriam-Webster.
So read it again.
Harboring ill will.
So if you're harboring ill will, that problem, please have an understanding of having a grudge, right? So, or like I said, I'm going to have the information, that's ill will. That's something that you can clean down. So that's why when we talk about coming to class, we talk about studying, there's methods to get this done. How are we going to know how to clean and wash? Now, again, I'm trying to call people out. I mean, if I get in the shower and I start washing with my hands, and if I'm just using my hands and water, that's a good start. Water, soap, and a washcloth, right? Meaning that I actually have to learn these different methods. Then you have dead skin, you have the exfoliation. Right? So the loop, so in a rock or a rough type of shower and get off this list.
Not for your hand. Talk about what you use to clean your body. The scrub, sponge, or the that ball thing. Clean around the bathtub.
You scrub the back.
You're supposed to scrub your body with that. If there's soap in it, you're supposed to scrub that. And it takes off dead skin. Helps take off skin.
Always done this like a car. You ever stay in the bathtub? So those help get off dead skin and anything else. But the point is that that's the scrub, the method. And so the Most High tells you, like, now, when he says malice, harbor malice, that would be like somebody ever, that's been around that person and hug you and just around, you're like, God, that's harboring malice. You're like, man, clean that. That's the reality. For your life, expensive, compulsion, it's not supposed to be your mind. So your mind is And you're right. Just like Mount, it's expensive. Like, why would you be like, who would want to be? This is where, like, should tell, this is where arguments and strife. Right? So, right.
You don't realize you smell this.
Because
you grew up in this film, in this toilet bowl. So now somebody's trying to tell you, you stink, and you need to clean yourself up. But you get offended.
Yeah.
You get offended and be like, how dare him, how dare this person tell me I stink? You know what? You know what? I need to use some patient scriptures. I need to use some endurance scriptures. Because I need to put up with this person who's telling me I stink, and they offended me and telling me that I stink, as opposed to considering maybe I need to look at, I've been born in the wrong house, and I've been going by the wrong rules, and I don't know what's right, and I don't realize I stink. I don't realize I need this to be cleaned up. I need to get this straightened up. But we could like to say, why would this person come at me so hard? Why would they come at me this way or that way? Because how long has this person been smelling you? And now is it trying to drop hands? Come on, how many times have we been around people bad friends, we try to drop hands? Hey, you want some gum?
Before
that, you want a mint? We were trying to drop hands with somebody. But the first, we have a brother that we know who has some real bad gingivitis. I should write this down, brought the brother a whole tube of toothpaste. What kind of hint is that? Bro, here you go. Man, I love this toothpaste right here. It's charcoal. It's fluoride free. This right here, man, you're going to love this. You're going to love this right here. Going to kill all that bacteria. But because the brother's breath was kicking. But now, there'll be a lot of hints dropped on somebody, but they're just so into their way of doing things. Then now when it finally gets to the point where something's got to be said more directly, they want to get offended. All right, no, and then they want to take it like, now the other person that's telling me I'm stinking is being malicious. No. You're being malicious because all the hints that have been dropped on you, you're willingly being disobedient. You're willingly not trying to listen. You're willingly rejecting what's trying to be shown to you. You're very offensive. You really need to clean this up. But I'm not trying to hear it. I'm not even considering. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not even taking the almost obvious hint. I just got to get direct. Then I want to get mad. Like, now I'm offended that you would tell me I stink. But, yeah, I'm not trying to take it back.
and an excellent amount of things. That that takes care of the water and the structure.
Every time I come back from outside, people always say, "Dude, smell, take a shower." I go to Spider and say, "No, I don't." He always, he got this reference that a skunk can't smell, can't smell it. That's when I turned 11 and then thought about it.
Stay with you. Like when he, after he told you the first few times, the same man, and so you start thinking about that. Is it after a while did it bother you?
Yeah,
no. Right, so it, now let me ask you this. Whatever told you, right, that at first, you know, it bothered you, you started thinking about it, what did it help? Did it help the person who told you, or did it help you? That's one of the biggest things I've done. And one of the things that you all of us need to pride ourselves in is that if we're going to clean ourselves up and we want to help each other get cleaned up, we have to pride ourselves in that. The number one thing that's for who? For you. For you, what you tell me is for me. Go ahead.
I hate this
restaurant.
So, TJ, tell me. So, every time I talk to people in my class, they say, "Do you have a bit?"
Oh, goodness. For real. So, that's what I say. And you know what's interesting about that? That's why being in the American house. Because if you duck them in, and if you duck them dumb, then it solves the problem.
No.
It's just what? Masks, right?
Just hold it in together.
Right. Of course, the word I use is mask. You like put a mask where it makes you think that something changed. Right? So it didn't change. That's what the most high. That's why he said, love righteousness. Righteousness is like, listen, not only am I going to tell you, I'm going to give you the message to fix it. That's why the actual word is love, because that's true love.
So, is this body dumb? Is that helping them or you? Hello.
Right? But the only thing you can turn on you is that stuff. Right? And then you leave, and you kind of, you don't like the person, like you experience them anyway. So now, what are you being a part of? Destroying that relationship. Then what do you let work in your head? You start to think about them, right? Right? You get broken thoughts. That's separated from all that. That's how it works. Right.
Everybody else.
Right. So that's what the house of America are. That's what it holds. And that's why it makes us think that okay, something better than something better than something else. Let's just love right. I mean, let's just do it with it. Most High, Christ, your forefathers, your actual father here on earth, your actual mother here on earth, your actual brother, each other, we're actually there. Right way. And that right way, the first word in this reading is what word?
Okay.
That's what it is. Baptism is love. Cleaning up is love. Cleaning up our minds. And because we can understand the body, that's why Most High uses it. That's understand that we're here in America, we're in hell. We're in the devil. We're in the filth. Now, if we're in, that much filth, how are we going to clean ourselves enough to be clean in order for the Most High to accept us and be born to the
past?
How? All you can what?
All we do is keep trying.
Keep trying. You're absolutely right. Because that shows what? What does it show? Why are you persistent? Why are you diligent? Why are you so disciplined to stay there and keep unclogging that toilet like a good soul?
The wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 4.
for him too. Malicious, so wisdom shall not enter.
Right, so wisdom won't enter. So at that point, when you're doing something habitually, it's like you open your hat up and say, stay away, get away. It's like, you think I want to be involved with you anyway? That's what people come up with the terms. Right? You know, or all those other terms. Because it's like, I don't want to be involved with you anyway. You able. I mean, right? So, I mean, that's the whole thing. It's repulsive. It's not something somebody wants. But what makes us think it has to be bothered? And this is important because, you know, again, going back to religion, in our little American house, in our little American environment, right? We think that when you talk about God, being good, and righteous, right? Then we think that it's just a matter of, like, okay, well, how do we see him? Because he said this. How about, how do we please him? Because you know damn well, I don't like that either. This needs a rip. That's what it tells us again. It says, and in simplicity of heart. Keep it simple. I mean, for simple. Every day in your life, it's simple. You can do the same stuff. Alertness of mind, right? If you see it for what it is, focus on it. Okay, wipe that up. So, same thing. You come home, and then whether you're 12 or whether you're 18, we're pretty much that. But then you walk right past, as a matter of fact, you got a whole house with others. You walk right past the dishes, and you don't know how they're dirty. You walk right into your room and right out of your room, and it's dirty. So, let's keep it real. Okay, fine. Maybe we have a lot going on, or we think we do. You can't at least rinse the dishes off and stack them. It's still dirty. It's still not acceptable. But is it cleaner than it was? How do we know? Because it may not smell, right? And then, now that you've done something, you're conscious that it's still not what? It's not complete. So you still got to come back into it. So if you're going to decide, let me go ahead and do it all now, or let me come back. You go into your room, like, well, you know, I got to get to class. Well, I got to get to work. Well, I got to get to where I want to get to. And then you see your room, at the very least, what? Organized. Take stuff. If you ain't going to fold it, shake it out, lay it on the, what do you want to, oh, wait a minute, I'm laying on my bed, right? So what do? Make your bed. It takes like 2 minutes. You're in a hurry to leave anyway. Well, hurry up and do some cleaning. Because that's the whole part. Because now, let's go back to that word, you're trying to create a what? A habit. Opposite of the habit that you were creating before. Opposite of the habit of religion. Do you know why you want to start getting out of that room? And why you just walk right past the kitchen? You don't like that stuff in. Somebody's got to fix it. So, who do you like? You like the person? Like, any of them, right? With your wife, or either your mama, right? Or your daddy, or your brother. You came into the room and the room was saying, did you like that person? Yes or no?
Yes.
I mean, so hello. That constitutes the first two words of love, right? That's how we love each other. That's how we end up creating this environment that actually is like our house, a house we want to live in. That's what the Most High is trying to show. Clean up, and you're going to end up in a whole different environment. And in order to do that, you have to seek, because right now you're lost. And when we're lost, let's keep it real. Your room is like, you know, crap. You walk right past the kitchen and sit together. Only for one reason. The scripture told us. Anybody know what word it is? Because it's what? That's what it is.
Oh, man.
You walk right. It's what? It's a habit. Right. It's a habit. And that habit that becomes a habitual becomes. Yeah, becomes habit. But now we're going to play. Now we're going to play it right. It starts with it and it becomes normal. It becomes normal. It's not. Back to the funky under. I mean, how do you feel about that person? Like, really? Like, this is going to be the normal you? Nah, bruh. Yeah, hey, I'm coming over. Oh, I'm about to leave. So, okay, I'll call you back when I get here. Right? All of a sudden, now, everybody's shunning you up. That's how the most habit is. He's like, nah, this one, keep that. You have that habit, you know, just stay You feel like you don't want your dad, but you don't want your mama, you don't want your brother, you don't want your friends to keep coming around, you don't want them to want you to come around. He says no. Your brother, your mom, your friends, your family member, I mean, we want each other to come around, right? We gather together, how are we going to gather together? We've got some fun. We got some, you know, this thing, that's the whole thing. But when the Most High tells us not to stay over there, the crazy part about it is, just like us, it's only because what? He loves us enough to know. I mean, he loves us, why he tells us to stay over there, because it's like, listen, wash up, then come. It's the same way we treat each other. So, again, basic class, basic thought process, scripture told us to keep it simple. This is something that happens around us every day in life, all around us. If you go to work, if you go to school, right? Do they have a dress code in school?
Sit down, wait, no. You tell me about me, so I gotta make sure I find something about
left you, so I ain't got to change me. All right, cool. So you take that route, you take that road. That was your choice, your decision. But now the wisdom of how to please the Most High will never enter into you. The wisdom that the Most High is not going to work with you so that you can now start making the right decision to please Him will never enter into you. That's done. You can change with the wisdom of that house. You're in the wrong house. The wisdom stay in that dirty, filthy house. You have that wisdom all day long. Stay dirty. Stay filthy. Stay accepted in that dirt. But as far as you getting clean and getting right to come to the right house, to come to the good house, you will never have the wisdom or know what decision to make to be accepted into the right house, into the Most High's house. Your decisions will always keep you in the wrong house. Will always keep you in the dog house. Will always keep you with Satan. Because Satan likes that filth and that dirt and being adversary to what's right. Because now I'm not trying to hear, I think. What do you say? A skunk never what?
A skunk never
smells. So you're going to never smell your own spray. So guess what? You don't smell your spray, but guess who does smell? The Most High. So do you really think the Most High is going to let you come into his house and smell like a skunk? Just because you can't smell it. And he doesn't send messengers. He doesn't send people let you know. You stay. Please step up. Get clean. Write this up. Get this off of you. Somebody stepped in some dog do. Someone stepped in some do. What are you doing? I said no do. You want to step in some do. You got to give them. Okay. You want to get to this back and forth, malicious, forward, disobedient, rebellious, defensive mindset. So now the wisdom of what it takes, of how to make the right decision so you're accepted by the Most High will never enter into you. It will flee from you. We're going to read it. It's going to flee from you. Just like if you smell that bad, you really smell that bad, people flee. Listen, if somebody will tell you, look, stop talking, you know, just text me. You know what? Text me. You stink. Yeah.
All right, so this dude had bad breath. Another guy, he was holding up a gas mask, and that was, when he kept on talking, that was even worse. So he said, no, I didn't just text me. So I was going to the upper room and just text me.
Right.
strategy, but then you have to find the method, right? That's why we harp on, and that's why it's important for us to study, right? I bought. Do I need you to study?
Yes.
Do I need you to study? I don't. Why? Why? How about so y'all help me?
Yes.
I need you. You're not going to watch me. So if you study and you know something about cleaning, about changing, right, that I don't, will you be able to help?
Yes.
Are you concerned about it?
Yes.
I come around with bad breath if you concerned, right?
I give you a fair call today, call.
Right. So it's showing that, well, how about if you study, then you actually give me what?
Scripture.
Give me wisdom because
knowledge.
Right. You give me what for my bad breath? What would you give me for my bad breath? Right. I need this is important, Mark, because for real, if you gave me a phone, is that gonna change my bad breath? Did you help? So, right. But it's telling you know what information that would be telling me, man? That'd be telling me that you don't care about. That'd be telling me that you don't love. If you do something to change me and you know how to do that, you give me that information, then that makes me feel good because we love you. And that's what the Most High is telling us to create in his environment. Zephaniah 2:1, we know it, right? We know it, right? Gather together. Look, if we're all gathering together and I'm going to come with an offense, before we all get around each other, you need to stop me. This is the solution. Whether it's a toothbrush, whether it's underarm deodorant, not even deodorant, you have to wash first.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's what it's about. We're giving you the speech. We're here. I need you to study. I need you to help me. If you're doing push-ups, whatever it is that you're doing, I need you to help me. If it's going to better us, how are we going to clean this? There's no way around it. That's the reality of it. Simple, simple setting. Where are we at, everyone? Yeah, middle of 4.
First of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 4.
Door.
Your dwell is a body that is subject unto the skin.
Sin.
Read
that last part again. Door what?
Your
dwell. So now, when it comes, your house is your what? Your dwelling. It's where it resides. So we know that from 1 Corinthians 3:19, Okay. So we know that in Corinthians, right? That we know that our temple, our house, is what? Our body, right? It's our body, right? So read that part again. Say that. Thank you. That's excellent. Continue doing that, but let's do it just for right now. Nor dwell. So our dwelling, our house, is our chest, our body, right? We want the Most High's wisdom to come into it, right? So we have to look at things to understand every single day. Every single day, as we're driving around, going to work, coming to work, meditating on it, to say, you know, what am I doing? Why am I here in this life? What is this going on? So, finish reading that, and then I want somebody to go to a Ecclesiastes 5 as well. We finish reading. Nor dwell
is a body that is subject unto sin.
Subject unto sin. Sin, we all know what sin is, but let's bring it into common error, E-R-R-O-R, common error of our daily life. What is it when it says subject unto sin? What is the point in subject unto sin? Matter of fact, maybe doing a little bit too much, but let's read 5 to tell. Then, I don't want you to go to Ecclesiastes 3. Not right now, because you can get it. Right? Read 5.
Listen to Psalm chapter 1, verse 5. For the Holy Spirit of
this
is
education, instruction, cultivation, and improvement. So it says the Holy Spirit was the true spirit of education, the true spirit of instruction, the true spirit of cultivation and improvement.
Another word for the definition is comprehending, instruction in arts, sciences, or correct sentiments, morals and manners, and subordination to authority. The Holy Spirit of discipline of education, instruction, cultivation, and improvement, comprehending instruction in arts, in sciences, in correct sentiments, how to have the correct sentiments, morals and manners, and do subordination to authority. What to submit, what authority to submit to? The Holy Spirit of discipline will flee what?
Deceit.
Don't break it.
So it says it will flee what?
Deceit.
Deceit. So if you're being deceptive. So deceptive, remember earlier I was talking about masking the odor, right? You're talking on them. Instead of actually using the proper method of thinking, you just put the odor or you spray some perfume around. Anything that's trying to make it that you're throwing smelling about instead of, either carrying a toothbrush and toothpaste. Or whatever it is, meaning that you actually have to use the proper method. That's why, if you're using the proper method, will the spirit of discipline flee from you? No, because you'll have that wisdom. Wisdom is what? The correct application, right? So, if you're, as you're going through this process, you're following what the Most High is telling you, then you're going to be able to get that wisdom. The wisdom of the Most High is that teaches how to connect with us spiritually. Then, at that point, you're being what? You just read it. Said, no, you're being disciplined. You're being disciplined. Because discipline, I'm going to read same one. Discipline, it says, one who follows another, meaning the Most High, for the purpose of learning. Same thing he said. One who follows. So at that point, if you don't have a guide, you don't have an instructor, then you can't continue to be, like how you said earlier, educated. This is the Most High that speaks. So they have their school, right? They want you to do things right, follow them. And then the Most High, his house, his school, we're finding out it's the exact same thing. But we don't even live. We're not even supposed to be in their house. We don't even belong to that family. So that's the reality of every single day. Now somebody we've got to get on two masks and that. So every single day, everything that you're doing, even in your time, you're finding out that you are serving something. Bottom line.
You're holding a particle that you're going to talk about that too.
Right.
But you're listening to what he's saying.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Excellent job, I thought. But go ahead. No man can serve two masters. See, no man can serve two masters. How many houses are up there, I thought? How many of you can one person, you as an individual, how many houses can you be in at one time?
One.
How many houses can you be in, I thought?
One.
One house. Which one do you want to be in? The Most High house. Big house. That's the Most High house. It's purple because it's water, right? That's our house. That's our yard, right? See the Hebrew box, right? See the Hebrew hieroglyphic box, right? Bayan, our house, the yard, right? See this little American pink Fruity Loop house, right? You want to be in that house, in that yard, that little, you know. About to catch on fire and be gone, but he'll never hear. So, read it again.
Matthew 6, verse 24. How no man can serve two masters.
All right, where's the artist? No man can serve two masters. Okay, I
can hold it. Now you
go ahead.
For either he will hate the one Either he will hate the one, right? Go ahead. And love the other. There's no two ways about it. Whatever we do, we're going to hate one, love the other. Okay? All right. Go ahead. Read on. Or else he will hold to the one.
He will hold to the one.
And go ahead. Find the other.
Right. So if you stay within the American house, you stay in the American mind frame, and you think, you think you're doing what you're starting to accept this habitual way of life as normal, then guess what? You can only serve one man. No man can serve two. So you're gonna hate one of them. No matter how you do. And that's the whole thing. When it says, where were you at, Ivar? What was that last word that you the last part of that sentence of 5 you read? Read again? So read that little sentence again. It will flee. Or how does it go?
Beginning verse 5.
Well, the Holy Spirit of
discipline. Right, it's going to flee deceit. Because at that point, what are you doing?
You're right. You're dealing with deceit. Why? Because in America, man, it comes. And we're actually being deceived. So when that gets become normal and comfortable to you, you're a part of the deceit. That's why that spirit of discipline, you don't want to be cultivated by it. You don't want to run after. Remember, we're lost. We're supposed to be going towards the most divine. But we got comfort. And that's the reality of it. And so now, we're cool with the deceiver. The deceiver is about us. We're deceived. So we're comfortable with this part of our habit forming way of life. And then, we're part of what? What was the last word? Part of the what? We're part of the deceit. Now, people are looking at us like, because that's what it is. Add to it, hey, this house is fine. That's the reality. And that's why it says you can't serve two masters. And at that point, it's like we're saying we hate the most. I'm like, to hell with your house. To hell with you being my father. That's horrible. That's why I said it's simple. Look at it for what it is. Where are you? Is that the end of that? We're on.
You can't serve the most high.
You can't serve the most high. Now, go over there. You can give him the purple because you got those. If you get the pink over there, drop a tree next to bar. Over there, you got $6 bill or $7, like on the side of the house. Dollar bill. Today.
I'm serving that. Meaning, and Paul said in Romans 11, verse 25 or 24. I'm going to quote it. Somebody finds it and gets it. Read it right away. But Paul said, and I find then in myself another law. He said, 21. He said, in my body, this is the stuff, everybody. But in my body, I serve. So when I would do good, now this is according to the Most High. She's right.
Things are saying that that's what kept me
Right, bring him in to get there before I ask
you the law of sin.
Right, the law of sin, man, that is still messed up. It's still messed up. You didn't fix it. And that's why there's a war in your mind. You're like, you know what? I'm not going to be able to fix it anyway. Read on.
Which is in my bed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, rich man that I am.
Go ahead.
Did I skip it?
That was it? The law. Right, the law. Yeah, warring it.